This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Now, Kirk will join us in the next segment and go the final three segments with us. But Ethan's going to start today because we're going to go back and talk about Ethan's brand new book, The One and Done, The Blueprint to Retire Only Once. That'd be kind of fun to kind of re-talk about this because we do give you the opportunity to get the book by texting the word book to 412-515-3355. But there's a lot of stuff in here. We thought it'd be kind of fun for Ethan to kind of walk us through why he wrote a book. I mean, why is he a published author, New York Times selling bestseller list?
No. Well, yeah.
Not yet. But again, Kurt and Ethan are with the team Accurate Solutions Group. You can always go to asgretired.com to learn more. The book is on there as well, asgretired.com. 412-515-3355. If you have questions like, hey, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? Will our money last? 412-515-3355. 3355. So Ethan, congratulations. One and done. You've got a green couch out in the pasture is what it looks like.
That is exactly what it is. It was based off of the wedding picture my wife and I took, which I share the story in the book. And I share that because it took a lot of planning to have our wedding in the midst of COVID, especially pretty much in the heart of 2020 is when we got married. And while we were there, the wedding was just flying by, and Allie goes, well, I saw this really nice antique couch in the basement of the barn. I thought it would look great if we carry it out into the field. And we got married at a farm. So I thought it'd be great if we carried it out into the field and took pictures as the sun set. And it really, you know, it was hot. It was the last thing I wanted to do at that point. But we took the couch out in the field, and I really remember that moment, especially because it was just her and I and the photographer. And we were able to take 20 minutes, just the two of us, hey, wow, we pulled this off. This has been an amazing day, and all of our planning, we really kind of felt rewarded in that moment. So I wanted to share that story in the book, and that ended up being the cover.
And you said, Allie, here's the deal. I'll take the couch out there. No mini pig, right?
Yeah.
That was the deal for getting married.
Yep. No mini pig. There's been no mention of the word mini pig in our house.
That, because that was a big part during the dating process. All right. So let's talk about your book. And certainly planning is all about the retirement blueprint that you and Kurt and the team at Accurate Solutions Group create for your clients. Income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security decisions in the income part, Medicare in the healthcare part. And that's kind of what you talk about. You certainly talk with, I think, you know, longevity maybe right out of the gate, but you go through all those things that are important to retirees as you work your way through the book.
Yeah, we do. We wanted to get all of the most important parts of our process. And really, we wanted to put our philosophy out there. How do we view things? So I will say, not a lot of original thoughts from Ethan Lane. You know, a lot of this came from what I've learned from Kurt over the years, the training I've had through him. So, you know, a great mentor to me to write this book. But it lays out our philosophy at Accurate Solutions Group, the five key areas that we plan for our clients, like you said, income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. And then we break them up into different sections. We wanted to make it easy to understand. We've focused on that ever since I started with Kurt. Kurt said, you know, I want you to have a deep knowledge of this, but I want you to be able to explain it and articulate it to people as if they're a third grader. And I will say the book's obviously above that level, but we want to do our very best to explain what we know to people at any level of their knowledge. You know, we meet with some engineers who love investing and love to do that kind of thing on their own. We want to be able to help them learn. We also want to help people who have no idea where to begin, help them learn as well.
So why start with the longevity? Is that, I mean, longevity, all those different pillars we just talked about and you talked about, the longer we're here, the more we're going to see market volatility, the more we're going to see taxes fluctuate up, down, whatever. Everything that we deal with, the longer we're here, the more challenges we may have.
Yeah, definitely. And even, you know, even in part of the intro, I share a little bit about my background and my family's history. My grandfather is a big inspiration to me. He's still with us today. He's 92. And, you know, I talk about his story and how he shaped me and talk about his pension. But that dovetailed right into longevity because, you know, he's been retired now for 30 years. And we're seeing that more and more. He was kind of rare for his generation to live as long as he has. But nowadays, we're seeing people, and with the advancements in healthcare and medicine, live a whole lot longer.
So then you go into taxes, you go into the market, retirement income, which certainly is where the whole thing starts. It's about income. How do we replace our paychecks that are no longer coming in? But taxes are one of the biggest things. You spend a lot of time in the taxes category, certainly. I think you have a long one on income. That's certainly a long chapter because income is kind of where it all kind of starts. Is that where the retirement blueprint starts? And taxes, I think really when you think of income, investments, and taxes, the first three pillars, if you will, of the retirement blueprint, those are really all three tied together, aren't they?
Yeah, they absolutely are. Because again, most people who don't have a pension, their income is tied to their investments, which is also tied to taxes, right? A lot of people save for their retirement in a 401k and they've deferred taxes for retirement. Now they're taking withdrawals on a monthly basis. That's all taxed at their income level. And people didn't maybe realize that when they were doing a good job saving. So I dedicate a good chunk of the book to talk about taxes. There's disclosures, obviously. We're not CPAs. We're not giving out tax advice or help prepare people's taxes. But we want to look at retirement planning from a tax efficient standpoint. That comes into play when making withdrawals from accounts and even leaving a legacy when you pass on. You're going to leave this money to someone you love. There's tax implications for them. We want to bring that into perspective. So, you know, if you're listening today and maybe haven't thought about the tax strategies that you're going to put in place in retirement, maybe you're already retired and you're making withdrawals from your accounts and you don't know if it's a tax efficient strategy. You don't know if you're reducing the tax implications on your money for the long term. Text the word book to 412-515-3355 to get your very own copy of my book, One and Done, The Blueprint to Retire Only Once. Again, text the word book to 412-515-3355.
And a great opportunity for you to get some insight into retirement. I think even if you're retired, this would be a great book to have and to kind of update, maybe refresh, maybe give you something you maybe never thought about before. But it's a great opportunity. And then if you get the book and you're like, okay, well, now I've got some questions, call the team. There's no problem with that. There's no cost. 412-515-3355. Kurt will join us on when we get done with this segment. He'll be here for the rest of the show. But we're talking Ethan's book, One and Done. And it's a really cool thing that Ethan did, kind of putting the retirement blueprint and the things that Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group think are important. And, you know, when you started your book, It's Importance of Planning, you and your wife, Allie, your wedding and the planning during COVID and all of that for a wedding, then it goes longevity, taxes, market volatility, retirement income are obviously big factors. But then you kind of get into the tools, Social Security, 401ks, IRAs, Roth IRAs, and annuities. It's kind of a toolbox section.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we've called our show the Retirement Blueprint. That's what we call our planning process. So when you get into the investments and kind of the ingredients, we like to call them tools. You know, they're helping you accomplish and put together that house, the retirement house. So we talk a little bit about Social Security. It's not the same for everybody. Not everybody should file and claim for it in the same way. So we talk in a little bit of the basics on Social Security. Talk about 401ks and IRAs, how they're different from Roth IRAs. And then we dive into annuities. Try to keep that simple too, because they can be pretty complex tools, but well worth mentioning because they might be tools that you've never used. If you're in a 401k, they don't often offer annuities within the 401k. So that's a chapter I think is worth a read to get more familiar with that as a tool for retirement.
Yeah, and certainly annuities kind of are that area where, boy, I don't want to lose any money in the market, but I do need growth. You could actually use annuities that will give you a piece of the market. They don't give you the whole thing because you're not taking the risk because there's no downside. The market goes down 5%, 50%, doesn't matter. You just don't get anything that year if that's how the market played out that year. So it's a way to kind of grow your money safely, if you will, but they're all different. So that's why I think it's an important chapter to read, but it's probably more important to talk with Ethan and Kurt and the team when you want to know more about an annuity. Does it make sense for you? Because all these tools, they make sense for some people. They don't make sense for everybody. So that's kind of what this whole thing is about. Then you go into the estate and legacy planning strategies. Then you say, hey, women retire too. That's amazing. I didn't know women retire.
A little common sense chapter in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's different for them. They might be faced with outliving their spouse and being alone. Maybe they weren't used to taking care of the investments. Now they're losing a Social Security income if they were married. So we do focus on them as specifically. A lot of times they outlive men. So they might be faced with unique challenges that us men aren't faced with.
Yeah, that's an important chapter. I think, you know, that's one of the things we always say, you know, well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Are we going to be okay? Those are certainly questions we all have. Call the team, 412-515-3355. If you're married, it adds in another dimension in that Social Security decisions, right? Because if you lose a spouse, you lose the lower of the two Social Securities. You keep the higher. You might lose some or all of a pension. And, hey, sorry, your spouse passed away. So the year of this spouse passing will let you file your taxes as a joint. But the next year you get to file them as a single person. Your taxes just got a big hit. So there's a lot of challenges for that scenario. And I think the average right now, if you were born at the same time, you're the same age as your spouse, typically women will live about 6 years longer. But if you're 5 years younger when you get married, then now we're 11 years. So that's a huge chapter. And then you get into pensions. But the chapter I want to finish this on is finding a financial professional. I think a lot of people get confused. Oh, Ethan and Kurt, they're just going to try to sell me something. They're going to push things on me. That is not how you guys operate at all. You can help them in the market side, right? You're duly licensed. You can help them with the market, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. But you can also help them with the insurance side, the annuities and life insurance. And you're not pushing anything. You're trying to figure out what they need to be in a better position, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I talk in there about finding a financial professional, and I start with talking about finding someone who's a fiduciary advisor on the investment side. So that's someone who charges a percentage fee to manage investments. They cannot receive commissions from the investment vehicles that they're using. So they're not incentivized to position you in a fund that might pay them more. Maybe it's not as good for you as other funds that are out there. So we follow a fiduciary standard on the investments that we manage for our clients. I think that's super important when finding a financial professional, because you want them to sit on the same side of the table as you. You know, we're looking to help our clients put a retirement plan in place, find the best tools in the toolbox, because we can use any of them. Being an independent fiduciary financial advisor, we have all the tools in the toolbox. We can use any of them that's best for the client. If you're listening today and you haven't found a financial advisor, or maybe you're working with one, you're not sure it's the right fit for you, give us a call at 412-515-3355 for your own retirement blueprint. We'll spend about an hour just getting to know you and your situation and seeing how we can help. Or if you're listening today and you want a copy of the book, One and Done, The Retirement Blueprint to Retire Only Once, text the word book to 412-515-3355 and we'll send you your very own copy.
So the founder of Accurate Solutions Group will join us next. Kurt Konotick joins the team right here on Your Retirement Blueprint.
We're going to talk about small business owners when we come back right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kirk Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. So, do you guys help small business owners? Do you have quite a few clients or that you think about? I mean, Kurt, basically you have a small business, but I mean, a small business has grown too since you started in 1994. Ethan, that is a challenge. We're going to talk about exit strategies for small business owners in the next segment, but boy, there's a lot going on when you're a small business owner. Do you have several of those clients?
Yeah, we really do. We have small business owners of different industries, but local to the area that do need help planning for their employees, talking about what types of benefits to offer, but also they ultimately want to plan for their own retirement and make sure that they're taking the steps needed to position themselves to be able to retire one day. And that does come through a business exit strategy. But yeah, we see more and more small business owners come through our doors today than we ever have before.
So, Kurt, let's talk to you as a small business owner, because your company has grown since 1994. But when you started the company, you and your wife, Chris, I mean, when you started, you're like, well, we're probably going to have three employees, right? Somebody answer the phone, and then we'll meet with clients or whatever it is. I mean, you start off kind of slow, and typically, small business owners typically put a lot of the earnings early on in the business anyway, right back into the company. And you forget about your own retirement. What are some of the challenges of being a small business owner?
One of the biggest challenges is just meeting payroll. I mean, it's not an issue today, but when you first start out, I mean, there were times when Chris and I, my wife and I, we didn't get a paycheck that month. We had to draw from savings. We had to take out, and this is early on, but we had to take out a home equity line of credit on the house to fund the growth and to keep things going. So it can be a struggle. There's some uniqueness to those challenges for those who are self-employed. I wouldn't do it any other way because there's a lot of headaches, but there's a lot of rewards as well. And so, yeah, to grow, I think now we're 10 employees roughly. Sometimes I don't even...
I think so.
Is it close?
Yeah.
And to get to that point, it's almost like I've heard someone say before, you know, someone looks at us now and they think, oh, you guys are doing well. We are. But it took 30 years to become an overnight success. You know, everyone sees things the way they are today, but they don't see the struggles. So, and we plan for individuals who are small business owners, Mark. I mean, it can be as little as, you know, the type of structure, whether it's an LLC, an S corporation or a C corporation, how is that taxed and what's more advantageous one versus the other. But then it can also be in how that individual is saving, whether they're saving through a SEP IRA, Simplified Employee Pension IRA, or a simple IRA, or a solo 401k. If you are a small business owner and you're listening today, 412-515-3355. We know specifically your challenges. We also know the rewards to being self-employed. So don't hesitate if it's just a question or come on in. We'll put a plan in place for you.
Ethan, there's never a time that Chris tells you, hey, Kurt and I are leaving. We'll be back in a few days. You can't do that. You have to give them notice,
yeah,
right? They could just tell you, hey, we're leaving right now. We decided we're going for a long weekend. So there's certainly some great benefits to being your own boss, if you will. But the challenges of being a small business owner, Ethan, you think about it. So Kurt said, okay, we got 10 employees now at Accurate Solutions Group. So you've got to figure out, okay, are we going to give them health insurance? Because you want good employees. You want people that are actually going to help your business be looked at in a better light and, you know, be moving it in a positive direction. So to do that, you've got to think about healthcare for your employees. You've got to think about a 401k or a retirement plan for your employees. That, can you help people with that?
Yeah, definitely. We can help establish a plan. You know, if they need a 401k through their business, they need to establish maybe a SEP IRA or a simple IRA, just depending on what type of business they're wanting to set up, what type of employees or how many employees they have. We can help set up the appropriate plan. We can help them select investment solutions for those plans, different types of funds that they might offer their employees to invest in for their retirement. And we can help determine what type of plan is appropriate for you. And if you're curious, if you're a small business owner and you haven't started a 401k for your employees, if you haven't started maybe a SEP IRA or a simple IRA, and you want to have a conversation of what type of plan to consider and you need help establishing that plan, give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. If you're a small business owner and you want to look at a retirement blueprint for you for the one day that you decide to retire, give us a call. Again, our number is 412-515-3355. We can take the beginning steps of looking at a retirement blueprint for you, or if you're curious on establishing retirement plans for your employees. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
And Kurt, we're going to talk about exit strategy in the next segment, because that's a really big deal, I think, for small business owners, whether you're passing it down to a family member or you're selling the business and all of that. There's a lot going on at that point. But I want to talk about, just like you talk with your normal clients that have regular jobs where they've got a boss and they go to work every day and they put money away in their 401k or wherever they put it to hopefully be able to retire one day. And we all know that we should be putting, you know, 20% of our money probably away. But typically, your employer's going to give you 3 or 4% match. So you're going to go, okay, I'll do that. We're not probably putting enough away. For small business owners, like you were talking about early on, it's pretty difficult. That's one thing that they tend to forget about. They don't really forget about it, but they don't feel like they have the money to just start pulling money away and putting it aside for themselves. Would that be typical?
I mean, it's, and especially if you're a small business owner, but you're also entrepreneurial minded. Entrepreneurs have a tendency to start a lot of things and either exit and start something else or it's sort of like what we tell our clients, Mark. Oftentimes, you know, someone's retired or getting close to retirement and we're helping them with a monthly budget. And really what we finally figure out and drill down to is they're helping their family or they're doing certain things and they're spending money that is really detrimental to them being able to retire. And we tell them, hey, listen, first put your own oxygen mask on first before you start helping others. And business owners are no different. They have to, at some point, begin to think about themselves. And oftentimes, whenever you first start a business, it takes you that 20 years, 25 years to get to the point where you can start saving for your own retirement. So I would encourage you, if you are a business owner, you are listening, you know, consider, is now the time to put your own oxygen mask on before you start helping others.
412-515-3355. Again, to chat with Kurt, Ethan, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group. No cost to you. Totally complimentary. 412-515-3355. Ethan, you know, when you sit down with people, some are so excited to go into retirement, they can't wait. They've got great plans. They're excited. The plan looks like it's all going to work. They're going to be fine. They can do what they want. And then there are others that are like, oh, I don't know. I've worked at this place for 20, 30 years. And I'm really comfortable. I really like my job. I don't know if I really want to retire. Small business owners, they've poured their blood, sweat, and tears into their business. That's a much harder transition, I would think, to retirement for a small business owner to just walk away. And probably most of them don't really just walk away. They still hang around, would be my guess. How do you see that?
Yeah, we definitely see maybe one or the other. Some people, it's been years and years of hard work and they're ready to retire and they found the right buyer, the right person, the right team to transition the business to, and they're ready emotionally. But I'd say more often than not, if it's a small business owner, no, it's almost kind of like their baby. You know, they raised it from the very beginning. They built it into how they want it run. Finally, that has the staff needed to run it properly and to continue to grow. And it is tough emotionally to say, hey, this is how I've spent so many hours of my life. And now I'm going to transition into really more freedom, more free time. And they want to hang around the business. They want to make sure that the transition period is being run accordingly. And I don't blame them. You really should be. You need to make sure that that business carries on, especially if you're dealing with clientele, right? Your clients are used to how you've treated them for years and years and how the business has treated them. Once you're retired, you want to make sure that the team in charge is handling them the same way you would have. So we do see a lot of business owners still kind of hanging in there for a year or two after retirement just to make sure things are being run properly before they feel most comfortable to let go and really fully enjoy their retirement.
Kurt, 30 years, Accurate Solutions Group, been in business. How are you going to be mentally and walking away, or will you ever? You will, I think. You will. You like taking vacation and stuff. Yeah.
You know, the hardest thing about that is not going to be giving up running the business and taking care of the day-to-day and that sort of thing. I think the hardest thing is going to be giving up the relationships. Because here at Accurate Solutions Group, our clients, a lot of our clients are our friends now. You know, they've been with us long enough. We have that common bond, and they're friends. And even if, you know, it's just reviews on an annual basis and client events, appreciation events, and ambassador events that we do, the relationship side is going to be the hardest thing to give up. The day-to-day running of the office, that's not going to be, I would have given that up 5 years ago. So, but the relationships are going to be tough.
You know, Kurt, you think about it. We talked about this a lot, is that really it's only like 25 to 30% of Americans actually have a written financial plan. The retirement blueprint that you create for your clients is a written plan. It's not written in stone because things will change, but that's a key. And it's also a key for starting a small business. You got to have a blueprint basically to go about figuring out what you're going to do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that blueprint, Mark, that financial plan, it's going to help determine, hey, have you saved enough or maybe now's not the right time to retire. You have to know, though, and having a plan in place will do that. It's going to keep you on track with your long-term savings goal. And then you won't have to be one of the people worried about, hey, how long is my money going to last or even whether I can retire at all. That's our process here at Accurate Solutions Group, and it's called Your Retirement Blueprint. And in essence, what that'll do is give you the confidence that you can continue to live your current standard of living in retirement. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. But you have to take that first step calling us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80, 85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out what do I want to do part-time. And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active, not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott, 412-515-3355. If you have questions, I think I've got enough. I hope I've got enough. I wonder if we're going to be okay if we retire. 412-515-3355. Totally complimentary. No cost to you whatsoever. Maybe you'll become a client at Accurate Solutions Group. Maybe you won't. But I think the one thing you will certainly find out if you have a conversation is you'll have more clarity into your retirement picture. That is priceless, as the old MasterCard commercial used to say. 412-515-3355. We're talking about some of the unique challenges that small business owners face, especially when they get closer to retirement. If you're your own boss, things look a little different, I think, if you're working for somebody else. And so you don't really just get to pick a retirement date and just walk away. So exit strategy, Kurt, that's a challenge. I know you probably thought something about that. I don't know if your grandson Lincoln's ready to buy you out and take it over, or Ethan's going to do it. But exit strategy is a different ball game when you know, for Ethan, if he was just working for you, which is not just working for you, he loves working for you. But it would be easier for Ethan to retire as an employee of a business than you to retire as it's your business. So exit strategy, how complicated and I guess, how do you figure it all out?
Can be difficult. And when you hear that word exit, I mean, exit strategy, we think of that as the way to end the business. But you should probably think of it as a plan that's going to move the business forward long term and allow for that smooth transition. So, you know, all exit plans are going to be different, Mark, depending on the size and the type of the business. But the end goal is to help create a foundation for future goals and a new direction of that company. And not only the company, but the person exiting that company. You're going to need to decide what's going to be done with the business when you call it quits, and whether it's close and liquidate, sell to a new owner, or sell internally to the existing employees if you have a key employee willing and capable of taking that opportunity. And it's best to think through these things well ahead of time. I would say 3 to 5 years ahead of time, because the process is, you know, it's a negotiation, but it's also looking for the right person.
So your daughter, Amanda, not ready to take it over?
No, not right. And Lincoln, as of right
now. How old is Lincoln now?
He's going to be 12 this year.
Almost a teenager.
A 12-year-old changes their their occupation, their future goals every day. So no, I don't think it's going to be a family situation. Amanda, her heart's in higher education. So I don't think there's an interest there. And sometimes that's better off not to transition to a family quite honestly.
Yeah, maybe a little easier. So Ethan, one of the challenges certainly is that, okay, and here's one challenge that certainly even just regular workers have to deal with, and that would be a health challenge. If you're a small business owner and you're going, you know what, I'm going to go another 10 years. I think my business is worth X amount of money. And now all of a sudden we have a health challenge and we really can't run the business anymore. I mean, there's so many complications in that area. I mean, you have to have an exit strategy in mind probably. But, you know, you talk about retirees. Oh, you got laid off. I think you're going to be okay. Now you need to find another job. Health kind of throws a whole wrinkle into that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that would be more of like a business continuation plan. You know, if your goal was to run the business for another 5 to 10 years, you also have to be prepared if you can't, right? If you were planning to, but health takes a turn or an accident or something like that turns your goals into a different reality. Maybe that's with having a disability insurance policy on yourself, or maybe it's having a key man insurance policy on one of your critical employees. If something were to happen to one of your employees that you didn't anticipate health-wise, you need to make sure that the business is able to run in the same fashion as before. So not only are we talking about an exit strategy for when you're ready to retire and keep the business running, but also a continuation strategy for the what-ifs of your plan didn't go according to plan because of a health or a situation.
And everything you're mentioning, Ethan, I mean, it does definitely pertain to small business owners, but to the consumer as well. I mean, we've got to plan for those contingencies. We got to plan for those emergencies, those unforeseen things taking place. And like I had mentioned before, through your retirement blueprint, we plan for the worst and hope for the best. 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. Whether you're a small business owner, whether you're just a consumer and you have a job, a W-2 employee of someone, and you're considering transitioning into retirement, we are more than happy to walk you through that process, whether it's here in the office in Butler Township, whether it's a virtual meeting or just a phone call. 412-515-3355. We're happy to have that conversation with you.
And Kurt, I'm sure a lot of small business owners you work with, that one thing they think about, well, you know, Kurt, I didn't really save because I was putting money back into the business, but when I sell the business, there's my retirement. Now, can you help people? I mean, you're not going to do it yourself probably, but the appraisal value of that company, that business, can you help people figure out how to figure out what it's worth, not what they think it's worth, but it's actually worth?
Yeah. And we have a team, and we take a team approach here. So, Ethan and I are smart enough to know what we don't know, in essence. And so we have experts and team members. And so we've had, individuals who can do valuations for your company. We have some relationships with a couple of different law firms and CPA firms, and they're familiar with that particular industry and how a business is valued within that industry. Cause Mark, it can differ from industry to industry. A great example is, you know, a dentistry practice. Typically, there's not a lot of value to a dentistry practice because whenever that dentist transitions, that's a personal relationship you have. And so those patients, in essence, they almost have to interview that new dentist to determine if they're going to continue going there. So that's valued differently than, let's say, a CPA firm or a financial planning firm. So that was a long way to answer your question. But yes, we can help in that area.
So, Ethan, I think it'd be like just somebody that's not a small business owner. They've got their own job. Is that maybe they feel like they're a little behind and, ooh, you know what, Ethan, we're going to sell our home. That's going to be a big chunk that we're going to be able to have for retirement. that's always a challenge too, I would think, because it's not something you're going to get cash out of immediately. It takes time to sell it and get the right amount of money and all that. But the housing market is kind of crazy right now too. So maybe it's worth more. I don't know. How do you help the regular people that can't sell a business to actually supplement their income for retirement?
So we don't typically want to be reliant upon having to sell your house to be financially stable through retirement, because you're going to have to live somewhere after you sell it. And we're having conversations, especially in the Butler, Pittsburgh area with our clients, where they're considering downsizing. But in order to downsize into a condo, these condos today might cost just as much or maybe even a little bit more than the value of your house. So they're wanting to, or they were planning on selling the house that they lived in for years, making a profit, getting something smaller, having the leftover money to be able to invest, and they're ending up downsizing and either having to take out maybe a small mortgage or just breaking even, getting into a place that they find comfortable that's smaller, and they don't have that nest egg that they thought they might to reinvest into the market and to have a cash flow stream. So I don't feel as comfortable moving forward having that be your primary source of retirement funds.
Yeah, I can tell you story after story after story. That's not an exaggeration of just that thing taking place. And not only sometimes does that new patio home cost more than what you get from the proceeds from the sale of the home, but then you don't want to take old furniture into the new house. And so what you're not factoring in is the furnishings and, you know, even the window hangings and everything that takes place. So really factor in, does that make a lot of sense?
So maybe it's just buy an old RV. Retire into the RV. Be able to hook it up so you can take a shower, cook, and you call it good. There's so many, I think, challenges to the small business owner world, and the exit strategy is a huge thing. Kurt and the team certainly are here to help you. But at the end of the day, retirement for any of your clients, Kurt, at Accurate Solutions Group, probably isn't a lot different. There's different challenges owning a business versus not, but it's still the same question. You either have enough or you don't have enough, and then if you don't have enough, how do we help?
Yeah. I mean, and again, you know, I don't want to say, you know, the same thing over and over again, but it's all about having a plan. You have to have a plan in place. And Mark, so many people we see who come in as a referral from an existing client or maybe come to one of our educational workshops, which was last held in Cranberry, or some of our dinner workshops, they don't have an actual plan. They might have an investment strategy. They might have a statement. They might have a spreadsheet, but they don't have a true plan in place.
And Kurt, in order to have a plan, you have to save. Saving is a good start. It's a really good start for getting ready for the next chapter of life. But you need to do more than just save. You need an income strategy after you stop earning a regular paycheck. If you're listening to us right now and you don't have an income strategy, I invite you to call our office so that we can help you, number one, create a budget to help you figure out how much you'll need for the retirement you've been dreaming about. We'll help you uncover some of the main risks that are posing a threat to your retirement, including inflation, stock market volatility, potential tax increases, and the skyrocketing healthcare costs. We'll also help you learn about options for generating income throughout your retirement and learn ways to help keep your standard of living in retirement even as costs continue to increase. Remember, this is complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. This is for listeners of today's show who have saved for their retirement. Call 412-515-3355 and ask for your retirement income analysis. The things we'll talk about, the strategies that we use, are designed to help make sure your money won't run out no matter how long you live throughout your retirement. We aren't doing this to make you rich. We want to help make sure you don't end up outliving your retirement savings. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Final segment of Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan, right after this. Stay with us.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kirk Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kirk Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kirk Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. You can always go to the website to find out more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team. Some great information there. ASGRetire.com, ASGRetire.com. Questions about where you are on your road to retirement? It's 412-515-3355. No cost, no obligation, nothing. All right, we're going to play a little game because we're going to go to a calendar year that is quite a ways back that Kurt and I remember. Ethan does not. Ethan was not born yet. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play two songs and then see, Ethan, if you can give us even the decade that we're in. Because I have a feeling you're going to know these songs. Kurt and I won't know the exact year probably, but we're going to have a better understanding of when this was. So here you go, Ethan. This is song number one. You don't have to give me any response yet, but here you go. All right, Ethan, you never saw their show. They actually had a show.
What?
This duo had a show.
That was a big song back
then. Who was this?
This was Captain and Tennille, and it was Love Will Keep Us Together. It was the number one song of this calendar year we're trying to determine when it was. All right, so you wouldn't even know who they are. Captain and Tennille, though, was who that was. Now, this one, there's been a movie made about this group in the last year or two. So this one, Ethan, you should at least know the group. You would have no idea, Captain and Tennille. I was pretty confident. But this one,
not this one,
I think you might know. Let's see.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Any idea there, Ethan?
I'm totally blank. This is embarrassing because I know this, but I'm blanking on
this. I believe to be one of the best, if not the best, rock groups of all time.
Wow. And it's not coming to me, but as soon
and it's
as
not
say it,
King. It's not King, Ethan.
It's Freddie Mercury, right?
It's Queen.
Queen. Oh my gosh. Well, so I knew the singer.
You did. That was good. And that was
but
a great movie.
The band
by the
was
way.
Not coming to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that was a pretty crazy movie about Queen and Mercury and all that. It was a crazy movie. And the music is incredible, Kurt. You're absolutely
it's
right.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So here you go. Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together was actually the number one song of the year 1975. Queen recorded Bohemian Rhapsody in 1975. Saturday Night Live debuts on NBC in 1975. And Kurt and I probably would agree that the 1970s and 80s of Saturday Night Live were better than today. But that's just because we're old. Yeah. It's because we're old, right?
I would agree with you, though, way better.
Yeah, now there are certainly some great people that are on Saturday Night Live, but there was Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy and all that whole, the cast was fantastic.
John Belushi.
Yeah. Samurai Warrior, whatever he was. Absolutely. Here's something that's crazy. Ethan, you didn't even know what it are. A VCR. You don't have a VCR.
Yes, I do.
They were developed, though, in Japan in 1975. How about that? Now, Kurt and I would remember this. President Gerald Ford escaped two 2 assassination attempts in 17 days. All right. Now, Ethan, I keep like going back because I know you have no idea Jack Nicholson, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
I've actually seen it.
Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
That was a bizarre, crazy movie. That was crazy. But the other top grossing movie in 1975 was this one.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
We're going to need a bigger boat. You know what that
one
is?
I know that one.
Which I haven't seen. I haven't seen that one, but I've seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's
Nest. You've never seen Jaws?
No, I haven't.
Holy cow.
Amazing.
Kurt, you should have a meeting sometime. Just instead of having a meeting talking about financial stuff, you should bring out some old music from the 70s and 80s and then show a portion of Jaws so Ethan can see it. Just to get him up to
Friday date. Movie night or something.
Exactly, exactly. So, all right. So for me in 1975, we know Ethan wasn't even born yet. I was in high school. I graduated in 1977. Kurt, where are you? Because you're younger than I am. Were you in grade school at this point?
I would have been 9. I was born in 66, so yeah, I would have been 9.
So second, third grade?
Second, third grade. Yeah, third grade.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so we go back to 1975. Well, here's what things cost. Gas, 57 cents a gallon. Ethan, you'd like this. I remember starting driving at 14. Actually, I was driving at 9 with my granddad, who had a route for the oil wells of around Beaver, Oklahoma back in the day. And I got to drive his truck and he pointed out something with my friend and I, and I'm driving and he pointed and I drove right that way, went down in the ditch. And he's like, no, you keep your eye on the road. Oh, but gas was 57 cents a gallon. I remember we had gas wars and the gas would be in the high 20s, 27, 28 cents a gallon. Obviously we're not there now. Postage stamp, 10 cents. Average cost of a home, 42,600. Dozen eggs, 77 cents. Gallon of milk, $1.57. Kurt, your reactions to this. This is things that you have to plan for is 20, 30 years down the road in retirement, things are going to cost a lot more than they even do now.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked before in the past, Mark, about what my parents paid for their house, you know, and that was about 50 years ago. So we are talking that 40, 50 year period, but we don't have to wait that long. I mean, things inflate each and every year in cost. And you've talked before about what cars used to cost, you know, I mean, back in the 60s and 70s, you could buy a true muscle car, a Camaro or, you know, one of those types of vehicle, a Firebird for $3,500. And that was fully maxed out. And today, Well, you tell us. I mean, what are we paying for a brand new car today?
Yeah, I tell you, because a Corvette, if you would have bought one, not in 1975, because I actually had a 1977 Corvette, and it wasn't in 1977, I can tell you that. It was probably in 1995 or something. But those cars were still $5,000-$6,000 then, and now those cars are worth, if they're really nice and taken care of and all of that and really original, I mean, they could be $30,000-$60,000. It's crazy when you think about it. And inflation back in 1975 was around 14%. So we're not there. We're actually lower inflation. But that was a really high, we're getting ready to spike up inflation in 75 and going forward into the early 80s. Inflation was just getting out of control. We hope that's not what's happening now, but we know we're certainly seeing more inflation than we've ever seen before. And life expectancy back then in 1975 was about 77 for a woman, about 69 for a man. And the average monthly Social Security check was $196.42. Today, what is it, 1200 to 1300 kind of average?
Yeah, it's about 1300 a month,
Yeah. The annual cost of living adjustments for Social Security, it started in this year, 1975. So when you think back to those kind of situations, all the things that, you know, Kurt and I grew up with, they're certainly much different now. We know there were only two genders in 1975. Today, we're not sure what's going on, but there's just a lot of moving parts, right? I mean, the world is different. So Ethan, let's get your take from when you're helping people, you know, kind of relate to that 20, 30 plus year retirement, and you probably get to hear stories of their lives when they come in and sit down with you and you're discovering about them, you're learning about them, their hopes and dreams for retirement. This is why we do this show for you, Ethan. So you get a feel for the 1970s.
That's one of my favorite parts about what we do is getting to know people's stories and what they've gone through and what their history is and the things that they've seen, but then they want to turn to us and say, well, can you help us with the future? You know, and can you help us properly plan for the changing times? You know, we might have turned the corner on seeing gas go below $3 a gallon. You know, inflation isn't going to stay the same and keep rising like it is, but maybe we have turned that historic corner and things are changing. And We want to interpret the times that we're in and also help our clients put a plan in place that we can adjust things as we go, because we didn't anticipate COVID happening and the market drop, you know, when it did, as severe as it did. But we have plans in place where we can pivot and adjust as life continues to change.
Well, and Ethan and I often talk about three general stages in retirement. And you know, the first stage, whether it's, you know, 5 or 10 years, is your go-go years, where you're young, you're healthy. If you're going to overspend, we'd rather put a plan in place that you can overspend initially when you're young and you're healthy and you can do things. But then you have your middle years, where you have your slower go years, where, hey, we can still do, but maybe we're not doing quite as much. And then sometimes you have your won't go or can't go years towards the end of retirement. And oftentimes, Mark, your decreased activity will offset inflation. So we're not, maybe not overly concerned when you're 95 or 100 with that cash flow. But when you're early on in retirement, and so it's all about making sure you can fund your vision and your purpose and your dream in retirement.
When you started in the industry, that probably was a little bit different, because that generation may not have wanted to do the go-go years quite as much, because their goal was to leave a legacy to their kids.
It's amazing how the transition, Mark, and you've probably noticed this as well, but you know, 30 years ago, people would pinch pennies. Mm-hmm. They would live just on their Social Security check. They wouldn't touch their savings, because it was all about putting their children in a better financial position than what they were. But things have changed dramatically today. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, hey, we want to take care of ourselves. We want to be able to do what we do. And if there is something left to give to the children or grandchildren, we want to leave it as efficiently as possible.
So I can say this. Now Ethan can go YouTube Captain and Tennille. He did really good naming Freddie Mercury. We kind of forgot Queen, but that's okay. That was pretty impressive that he got that. But everybody that really, a lot of our listeners right now probably were either wrapping up high school or were in college at this point, because now it's almost 50 years later and you're getting into that retirement window that you got to do. So Kurt, just to wrap it up, what are some of the things we should be thinking about if we're really approaching the end of our career and looking at retirement?
It's all about transitioning, and it's so hard, but it's a mindset shift. You have to transition. And when you have a habit, it's hard to break, but your habit has been for 30, 35, maybe 40 years, just growing those assets. You're worried about one thing. I need to get to a certain level so I can feel comfortable retiring. And when you're transitioning from that growth phase into retirement, first and foremost, there's so many other things you got to take into consideration. You're now transitioning from growth to distribution, and you are your own paycheck in part in retirement, and those areas you need to focus on are much more important than just simply growing those assets. So it's a mindset shift. You have to understand that first and foremost, and then you have to understand budgeting and cash flow needs and tax efficient income, and take into consideration healthcare costs and inflation and longevity. There's a lot more moving parts when you get into retirement.
And at Accurate Solutions Group, that is our focus, helping our clients transition from the working years into the retirement years, from the accumulation phase into the distribution phase. And we do that through your own retirement blueprint. Give us a call at 412-515-3355 for your very own retirement blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein, provided by third parties, have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.